Hey guys, what's up? It's your host Nirvana Nokwemselegu, and welcome to the Cosmic Corner. E corner eli cosmic, because cosmic ekonin. Hey now. So thank you so much for being patient with me with regards to the daily predictive guidance. I haven't been able to do it for the past 2 days because I've been going out hard. And yeah, I've been going out hard, like, whoa, like I was greeting Scorpio season with the Scorpion King EP in Bramfontein for 2 days, but I'm back now. I'm nurturing myself, and yeah, this is your monthly overview for each sign of November and Scorpio season, which is now. Aries, this is one of those months where you can't really be your fullest self. And by that I mean, like, Aries are the emperor, right? Like, so if you want something, you gun for it, you go for it. And I'm not saying that you're not going to get the things that you want, that you have planned for. What I'm saying is your impulsiveness could work against you. It could tire you out because of the astrological events that are happening in the sky, mainly being the Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. So now what I do want you to do, what advice I would like to employ on you, if you want to take it, is meditate, be patient, and breathe. When you find yourself speeding, when you find your mind going a mile a minute faster than your body, just like try to breathe, because that matters, right? It matters how you handle yourself in each and every moment. Like, I think we underestimate the importance of just like being able to compose oneself, and when things aren't going the way they're meant to, there's a reason for that. And I need you to understand and be in like a very meditative, accepting mode. But, you know, a couple seasons from now, it's your season. Next month is Sagittarius season. Oh, no, not next month. In 2 months from now, it's Sagittarius season, December. And it's going to be lit because Mercury will station direct. So we don't have the communication mishaps that are happening. And also, like, listen, like, if you find some stuff out, if people reveal themselves, and this in general, this is for everyone, people reveal themselves, like, take it and be like, thank you, I'm glad I saw it. Does that make sense? Like, let that be your mood. Like, save your energy for your blessings, but also use that energy towards patience. Taurus. I mean, like, I think I empathize with you because there's like a Mercury retrograde happening right opposite you, and the sun is right opposite you. So there's a lot of light and a lot of dealing with things from the past. And I think it's going to be a month of dealing with relationships from the past, or dealing with heartbreaks from the past, or revisiting beautiful memories. It could go any way because of the wild nature of Scorpio season. Like, it's a dark time. It's a dark time. And I don't want you to think of darkness as like, it's coming to get you, things like that. No, I want you to think of it as a time of shedding of skin, of rebirth, of truth, like of real, raw truth. And that's the month that you're going to be facing. Try to be as honest with yourself as you can. And in your honesty, be compassionate. Yeah? Yeah. Because I mean, you're winning, you're working, so many beautiful things are happening for Taurians, like Taurus and Leo, like y'all really you're really doing it. It just may be an emotionally taxing month. And what I'm asking of you is to be like a chameleon, like go, for a lack of better words, go with the flow. But in your going with the flow, like really relax, okay? Like relax into it. Don't be stiff about it. And if you are stiff about it, cool. Like try to ease yourself. Like, why are you stiff about going with the flow? Yeah. Gemini, I think that one of the things that you can do for yourself to support yourself during this time is to really start nursing your body. And remember last week we spoke briefly about you needing to take care of your body a little extra, because yes, you have been working hard and it's wonderful, and I don't want to say you've been working overtime, but you've been working for your life essentially. And the concern comes with you not taking care of an aspect of yourself in your life. So I feel like a lot of I sense like a very karmic thing going on. Like I sense, okay, I'm gonna explain something real quick to you. About a week ago, I separated from my previous partner. Like we split. And in that very same day, you know, like when I was weeping, I cried because I was thinking about how I betrayed myself within the relationship, just because I thought it was the epitome of emotional success. And that's not wrong. It didn't supply me with the intensity and love that I wanted, that I preferred. Not to say that the person wasn't okay, but yeah, like, you get what I mean? So I cried because of that, and it reminded me of past times. Now, I'm telling you this because immediately when I stepped out of the house, I bumped into all of my exes. And this is a time where it's like the Mercury retrograde is in Scorpio, right? You and Scorpio get along because you guys get each other's crazy. Like, you get each other's crazy. You get it. And it's a relationship that not many people can understand. It can be toxic, but what I'm saying is, Gemini, you are mutable air. You're like the sky. And right now, the sky is infiltrated with darkness. So I want you to be extra careful, extra sacred with how you move with yourself. And also, don't do the escapist things. Like, don't do it. Sometimes Geminis torture themselves in a way, like, to be escapist. Like, so don't do the escapist things. Try to find good coping mechanisms that are going to fulfill your soul. And out, when you come out of this darkness, you come out stronger and not needing to heal from a period that was meant to be of great transformation and healing, and now instead you just used it for harming yourself. And that's not the case. If you find yourself harming yourself, let it be a learning curve. Observe, like, oh, okay, wait, whoa, what am I doing and why am I doing it, and why is it so easy for this energy and the cycle to like consume me? That was a lot. But this season is a lot. And I get a lot, like, please, just, like, be sacred about your sexuality. It's a very sexy time, but, like, I still want you to be careful. I still want you to be careful. And don't go flirting with people that... Anyway, I'm done. I love you. It's an introspective time. You find such great luck in the internal and nursing that and bettering that in such a powerful transformative time. Okay, Cancer, my Cancer sisters, my Cancer siblings, it's a beautiful time because it's the kind of intensity you like, and it's the kind of depth you can handle. And Scorpio season is your sister sign. It's your sister season because Scorpios are water signs. Scorpio is the water. And I'm really excited because I feel like I feel like it's been a time of stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. And now, oddly enough, during a Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, there's going to be a lot of go, go, go. And so much of you that can express yourself with like this gushing, red, fiery, and watery passion. Like it's extremely blue. Like it's, the ocean is midnight blue, but it's also fiery red, like a deep, you know. I'm excited because I can see like this year has been so arduous, but now Scorpio season gets to show us why we had to go through the pains we went through in the ways that we did. And there is something that has developed on or inside of our hearts. There is a psychological evolution that has happened, especially in the past couple of months, especially in the past 2 months. It's such a powerful time because now everything that you've been going through, it's kind of like a butterfly caterpillar, like that caterpillar stage transforming into a butterfly. Like lit, you are the butterfly this month. Heck, you're like a dinosaurus butterfly. Like you're a giant butterfly that can swim underwater, that can go into space. Like it's an amazing time, and you get to express yourself the way you are in your intensity, and it will be accepted because it's Scorpio season. And Scorpio season loves you. Scorpio season is possessive over you. And by possessive, I mean it wants the best for you. It is your sister sign. It's going to push you, like the tides are going to push you into the direction of your greatness. It's going to pull you into such beauty. It's so funny because I know Shasha is a Cancer, and I think her song is playing outside. That's flippin' synchronistic. Anyway, I'm really excited. And you're gonna find out a lot of interesting stuff. And I just want you to laugh and smile all the way through. And cry if you need to. Actually, be yourself. Amber Khan said, be a Scorpio. Scorpios are themselves. It's safe to be as intense as you are. And it may be confusing, and there's a lot of decisions that you're going to have to make. But it's good. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. This season loves you. So much beauty and wealth and good sex. Okay, bye. I'm done. Leo. What you thought it was isn't this month. And you get to really see that, like, what you thought it was, it isn't. And what you thought it would be or would continue to be isn't. And you're gonna find out, and it's gonna sound like that truck. It's gonna shake you like that truck. And it's okay. It's gonna be a shake that you can handle. And I do want to say that I'm sorry. And I love you, and you deserve all the love. And just know that there is a beautiful new beginning after you remove the illusions and you sweep the holographic glass and you throw it away and you begin to see what it is that you really are working with, or what you really have, or what you have access to, or what it is like. Yeah, I know I want to hug you, but you're gonna be okay. Virgo is, or doesn't seem like much of a Virgo this month. And Virgo in direct translation means virgin. So Does Scorpio season kind of take away what makes you feel pure in your thought processes? Is it a season of just craziness and going with your heart and not your head? Or is it that your head is malfunctioning in a manner that you do not like and you want control and you want to feel grounded and you want to see incremental growth and knowing like this step is meant to do this and but now everything's jumbled because that wire is connected to that one which is not correct. And well, Virgo, I think the reason for that is because it's time for you to truly listen to yourself and not just the self that is always striving for power, for control, for a level of quality in the world, for a greater vision. But maybe now it's time to listen to what you really want. And I think it's a safe time to be vulnerable and safe in such an unsafe, dark time. There is safety for once. So follow your heart, like Virgo, do it. Like, love, for Christ's sake. Like, be honest about what it is that your hearts of hearts, the softest part of yourself, the most flowery part, the most yearning part, the most insecure because it wants security part of yourself, the part that wants and loves, like Virgo, this is kind of the season to do the drastic thing, the thing that you wouldn't normally do. And I'm not saying you need to be reckless and harm people, but what I'm saying is, you know, you're kind of a safe sign because you overthink things too much, and maybe eat some chocolate on your vegan diet. Eat some chocolate, milk chocolate. Also, like, this is just a lot of sexual energy. I can't deal. Scorpio season is just way too much. But anyway, Libra, be careful. Be careful of what traps you choose to fall into. Be careful where you give of yourself. Be careful with your liveliness. And be careful because it is a time where you will be lured and tempted in a multitude of ways. And they may be subliminal and they may be mysterious, but you are a beautiful flower, a blooming one. You are a bed of rose gold roses, and pink ones, and just be careful to make sure that something doesn't lay on this beautiful bed of roses and crash and smash the petals, because it's not meant to be there, or at least in that way, if you hear what I mean. Scorpio, it is a time of you being yourself, your truest and most best self, because this season is you and you are the season. I just want you to use tact and patience instead of responding to provocation with anger and impulsiveness. You may get it wrong by doing that, and I don't want you to get it wrong. I want you to have a seamlessly beautiful season and just keep on being your most powerful, beautiful, sexy, sporty self. That's all I have to say. Saggy, I think that it's an exciting time because of the multitude of changes that are taking place. And I think you may get nervous and anxious during this time because, in all honesty, you don't want to fuck it up. But let me tell you something, you won't. And I need you to believe that. And I need you to breathe and be calm and kind towards yourself so that whatever actions you're taking from a space of equanimity and trust and knowing that everything's going to turn out just great. You're gonna make your dreams come true. And these changes that are happening, man, like, they're good for you. It's like, why be anxious about something that's good for you? Right? Like, and sure, like, if you have a distorted view of someone and they show you who they really are, or like kind of like correct your vision of them, accept it. It's okay. It really is. Just stay calm and patient. Like, you can be, I know you can be calm and patient, and next season's gonna be lit because it's your season. It's going to be lit. Capricorn, I mean, you could lose your shit, or you could calm down and accept that it's happened and move along in a gentle, very self-considerate, self-care manner. Yep. I mean, you could let someone catch these hands, but you also could use your hands to quite committedly make sure that you're okay. And it may sting, but I would suggest using the energy that you have to nurture yourself in the ways that people may have disappointed you in doing. People that you thought would but didn't. So here we are. And let it go. Just calm down. Aquarius, this is like now the third time I'm doing your reading, and I just find it like really interesting how a couple of the Aquarians I bumped into are like wanting relationships, and which is wonderful. I think it's great to want what you want and have what you want or go for what you want. I want to say that it is a time where moderation is your best friend. Moderation in what you say, tweaking your tone just a little bit more, going to the corner to do some deep breathing exercises because you're so mad and you're about to pop off, but you need to calm the hell down. Because right now is not one of those months. And yeah, you'll get what you want. You always get. You've been getting what you want. Like, you've been getting what you want. Just, like, don't don't delude yourself with your own desirousness, because that could be misleading, especially in such a season where like possession, commitment can quickly turn into possession. You know, things can quickly turn because of the intensity, the depth of Scorpio nature. And it can be beautiful. It can be so beautiful, but it can also be extremely toxic. So moderation, you're doing well. Like, you're doing really well. I just want you to be moderate. So it's a peaceful season and a peaceful couple months. Somewhat within yourself, where you don't have to be like, fuck, I regret that. Or I should have done this, or I should have said it early. I mean, better. And just keep it calm. Much like the other signs need to keep it calm. But especially you, because your tongue is sharp. Your tongue is sharp. And you... Not a lot of people can, like... fully understand you. You seem aloof. Not aloof, but like, not a lot of people would be able to understand your reactions, and that can be dangerous. So when you're communicating, you communicate so that people can understand you. So like, really, Aquarius, moderation in everything that you do and how you feel your feelings. That's probably your best friend this month. Okay. Pisces. This can be a really special time because you're a water sign and the water signs are your best friends, and this energy is your best friend. And in particular, what I sense is a beautiful union, and this doesn't have to be romantic, but a beautiful union of kindred spirits, of water signs, of people who can understand each other's emotional depths because they understand it from one perspective or another. And I think that can be really beautiful. Scorpio season also offers you the opportunity to not only see who people really are, but what makes them who they are, who they really are. And that's a beautiful thing, Pisces, because that's your intuitive evolution. That is your emotional intelligence exploring itself, not discovering, but exploring itself in the depths of the Scorpio waters. And I mean, do you even care that people may be jealous of how cool you are and how successful you are? Like, do you care? Because I know last week you were getting annoyed, but like, this month, do you care? I don't think you have to. I don't think you need to respond either. Let the tides respond for you. Like, the energy is here for you. Let it respond for you. Just pull back. Look. And that was your very brief and intuitive guidance for Scorpio season. I'm really excited because I really sense like a very deep psychological and emotional evolution that's going to take place in a lot of people's lives. Other people just might lean towards being addicted. But this is not the time to do that. Like, this is the time to shed. And wow, the view here is so pretty. I have to close the windows. It's a time of shedding. It's a time of... oof. Transformation and deep ones. Deep, deep, deep ones. I'm really excited about the Moon Sign series that's coming up soon. And also the the other stuff that we'll be talking about here. I love your feedback, guys. Just keep on talking to me. I'm super open, super like willing to know what your most truest feelings are about this podcast, because it is for you and me, and we're having a conversation in this way. Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh, and I'm gonna post my lilies on my story, Nirvana Nokwe, because I'm a plant mom and y'all need to see my beautiful babies. I love you guys. I love you so much. Happy Scorpio season. And it's gonna be bomb. Like, real fucking, I mean, I'm gonna have fun. I was having fun 2 days ago and then had post-groove depression, and it took me about a day to get out of it, and I still went to groove, and it was just, I'm good now. Oh wow, it's gonna be lit. But hang ten. Don't use people or things as drugs. Hang ten. It's gonna be lit.